There's 5 and 6 carol service, and I, for one, am thoroughly looking forward to this. I know you put in a lot of practice, a lot of rehearsing, and so it's great that we can be here today. Let's just very quickly think about Christmas, why it's so important, why this is such a special time. Who's looking forward to Christmas? Yes? Yeah, that's right. I am. Okay, so what do I have here? Can you... Fairy? Yeah, we happy? Okay, so a fairy. But it's just good to remind ourselves that actually we don't have any fairies mentioned in the Christmas story because it's not a make-believe story. It's not a story that begins once upon a time. It's not a fairy tale as we think of fairy tales. But we do have a lot of, let's start here.
Angels.
That's right, we have a lot of angels, and angels are messengers from God, and they bring a message of good news. And so Christmas is all about, which I know we're going to hear this evening, it's all about God's love for us. Yep, love, happy with that? God's love for us in sending Jesus into the world to show us what God is like, how we can know him and be his friend. And angels were the ones who bought this message, and it's a message of great good news because it's all about God's love for us. And that message never grows tired and it never grows old. That's why it's so good to hear you guys tell us about it this evening. So let me say a prayer for us. Lord God, we thank you for Christmas. We thank you for the birth of Jesus, God's Son, the one sent for us to show us what God is like and how we can know him and how we can be his friends. And we thank you that this is a story with angels declaring a message of good news of great joy. And we really look forward to hearing more about that this evening. Amen.
A very warm welcome to Overton Primary School's Carol Service 2025.
Please stand and join us for our opening carol, O Come All Ye Faithful.
Thank you.
Thank you all for joining us this evening. We hope our songs and readings help to remind you of the true meaning of Christmas amidst this hectic rush of the festive season.
Next month, our Young Voices Choir will perform with thousands of other children in front of a huge audience at the O2 Arena in London. To begin our carol service, we invite the Young Voices Choir to sing.
Thank you.
Thank you, young voices. Now our incredible story can begin.
A long time ago, God promised his people that one day he would send a saviour, someone to bring light and hope to the world.
The people waited and waited for hundreds of years. They wondered who this special person would be. The prophet Isaiah said, "For us a child is born, to us a son is given, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace."
No one knew when or how it would happen, but it seems God had a perfect plan.
In a small town called Nazareth lived a young woman named Mary. She loved God and always tried to do what was right.
One day something amazing happened. An angel named Gabriel appeared to her.
"Don't be afraid, Mary," said the angel. "God has chosen you to have a very special baby, God's own son."
Mary was surprised, but she trusted God. "I am the Lord's servant," she said. "Let it be as God has said."
was engaged to a carpenter named Joseph, and when they heard they were going to have a baby, they didn't know what to do.
But one night, God sent an angel to Joseph in a dream.
Joseph, said the angel, don't be afraid to marry Mary. Her baby is from God. You must name him Jesus. He will save people from their sins.
When Joseph woke up, he did exactly what the angel had told him.
Several months later, the Roman Empire, Augustus, decreed that a census should be taken throughout the entire Roman Empire.
Everyone had to return to their hometowns to register for this census. And because Joseph was a descendant of King David, he had to go to Bethlehem in Judea, David's ancient home.
He travelled there from the village of Nazareth in Galilee, taking with him Mary, his fiancée, who was obviously pregnant by this time.
It was a long, tiring journey over many miles, with Joseph walking and Mary riding on a donkey.
When they finally arrived, Bethlehem was full of people. There was no room anywhere. At last, they found a place to stay, a quiet stable where animals were kept.
And while they were in Bethlehem, the time came for Mary's baby to be born. She gave birth to her first child, a son. She wrapped him in strips of cloth and laid him in a manger in the stable.
God's promise had come true. The Saviour had been born.
Out in the fields nearby, some shepherds were watching their sheep. Suddenly, the sky filled with a bright light and an angel appeared to them.
But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger."
Then the sky was filled with angels singing, "Glory to God in the highest and peace on earth."
So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in a manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told to them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them.
It was on a starry night, where the hills
Far away in the east, some wise men saw a bright star shining in the sky. They knew it meant a new king had been born.
The bright star rose higher and higher until it finally stopped over the place where the child was. They saw the child with his mother, Mary. They bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures. They gave him gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
The journey of the three wise men. We come from lands both far and wide. Through desert sands we slowly ride.
We've watched the stars, we've read the skies. A king is born, the greatest prize.
Our camels plod, the nights are cold. We follow where the star is bold.
It shines above so clear, so bright, it guides us through the velvet night.
We carry gifts both rich and rare, gold for a king beyond compare.
Frankincense for God on high, and myrrh to show that he will die.
Through cities, towns and hills we roam, until the star says here's his home.
We kneel before the baby small, the son of God, the king of all.
The stable's humble, hay for bed, no crown of jewels upon his head.
Yet in our hearts we clearly see this child will change humanity.
So home we go by secret way, with joy that lasts beyond the day.
For though our journey's long and far, we'll always follow heaven's star.
Jesus grew up to teach people about God's love. He showed kindness, healed the sick, and forgave those who had done wrong.
Jesus came to bring light to a dark world, and that's why Christmas is a joyous time, to remember that God's love came down to us in Jesus.
At Christmas, we remember that God's love is for everyone. Let's go out here and share that love, joy, and peace with the world.
All of us at Overton Primary School hope you have enjoyed our celebrations, and we wish you a happy and peaceful Christmas and a healthy new year.